This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's the only thing I'll ever do.
It's the only thing I'll ever do.
Go, Brittany, go. Oh, God. He's great. Watermelon sugar. Hi. That guy. Yeah. You can go down a rabbit hole watching his live, like live on this show or that. He's, oh, man, he's great. The band is so good. Oh, they're great.
And his pants, man. I love those bell bottoms.
Look, his style is, it's right in his name.
I was going to say his necklace and earrings, too.
Oh, dude, yeah. And his little lace collars and stuff. Oh, my God. Who is this guy?
Yeah, he exudes confidence. Oh, I love
just,
that.
Like, he can wear anything.
He wears what he wants. Yeah,
you
exactly.
can put him in a party dress. He can wear silk stocking on his head.
I like
the
that
high
guy.
Heels on his hands. Anything. He can do anything. Watermelon sugar. Hi.
Hi.
Watermelon sugar.
That was in sync in my ears. It probably wasn't.
Yeah. No, it was close, though.
So we're back, is that,
yeah.
I gather.
Oh, yeah, we're just, oh, look, wow. We're just hanging out, Viz.
Right.
You know,
how long,
it's too
how long
hot,
have we
really
been
to...
back on for? I don't...
It's like seven oh, minutes God, or so.
Seven
what?
It's been, but we've been having fun talking about Harry Styles' style.
Sheesh.
Guy's stylish. It's right there.
Harry's style.
Harry's style. No.
I got caught in the other room talking about grocery lists, so
oh my
sorry
God,
about
that's
that, everyone.
Very important. You need
work
to
from
make
home,
sure
right. There it
you
is.
You get all the stuff you need so you don't have to go out again. We're in lockdown. Come on.
Such glamour in this.
And here in lockdown, this segues me into our celebrity trash sponsor, and then we can continue to talk about anything we want. I just gotta, you know, these people paid a lot of money to get this sponsorship, right, Nicole? So it's brought to you by Power Outages. The rolling blackouts are here during this heat wave. Make sure you're prepared. Actually, this should be brought to you by candles and flashlights. Have some of those, because in the middle of the night the power goes out, you know, you should have those ready to go, bedside tables. If you're working from home, maybe it's a sign to take a day off. Brought to you by, take a day off.
All right.
Turn off the light. Turn off the light. I want to repeat that today is 100 years since the 19th Amendment was ratified, granting some women the right to vote in the U.S. It took decades of pressure and protest from suffragists to win that right. But many women, including Black women, Native Americans, Asian Americans, Latinas, still blocked from voting for even decades after 1920. So just another thing that people take for granted that women older than us fought for. Thank you, grandma, great-grandma, great-great-grandma, et cetera. That was a big struggle, and we just take it for granted. So take a minute and think about that today. You get to vote. Please do so. Your right to do it was hard won. Oh, my God, Drake. I love him. I want him to murder somebody else's lady area. Oh, my God. More. Oh, more. Oh, I can't get enough Drake. He's a genius.
You
and
like
everything.
That?
I like that. Yeah, you like that, too? Yeah? Is that what you like? Little Drake? Yeah. Oh, this is a hard dance. I'm going to learn it and do it on TikTok. I'm really good at learning Drake dances. Okay, anyway, Drake. Drake has a record coming out. It's going to be called Certified Lover Boy. Oh, yeah. He's a certified lover boy.
I thought it was funny that someone, I don't know who did it, but they saw a picture of Drake's tattoos and called it a Zoom meeting. Did you see that?
No. What was that?
His back is covered with face tattoos of different people.
Oh, I see.
And one of his competitors, I don't know which one, you know, one of some other musician, but they said, man, your tattoos look like a Zoom meeting. And as soon as you hear that and then see that, now you don't see anything else. It's awful. They just crushed that guy. They crushed him.
Well, don't worry. He'll go cry on his bridge, I guess. You know, he has one of those. Oh, there we go. Let's see the Zoom meeting. Oh, that is.
It's just all faces.
Draw frames around them. It's. Yeah. Oh, look how muscular and lover boyish he is. Oh my God.
What?
Gotta love Drake. He's so amazing. I'm just trying to embrace it. You know, it's like I can't fight the tide anymore. It's just every time I turn around, there's some new goddamn Drake song. Anyway, we got a whole album of them coming up soon. What'd you say?
So just embrace it.
Oh. I thought you said I was being racist. I'm like, I'm allowed to not like certain people's music. That has got nothing to do with race.
Embrace it.
Embrace it. It's racist. It's not racist. Since I left the city, you. Oh, boy. Give me more.
Listen to those vocals.
He is amazing. It doesn't. All his songs don't sound like one song, too. That's what I like. Just the variety. Yep. This is the best song I've ever heard by him. I don't think I've ever heard this one before. Anyway, Certified Lover Boy.
Oh, my God. That was like...
I'm kidding.
I never
know. I was trying to say how different they all are. How could I have ever heard that one before? Oh, my God.
Drake.
I have not got past the first line of this story. I'm going to try right now. Drake's new album is going to be called Certified Lover Boy. Unfortunately, that presents a problem for him. I don't know if you've ever heard of the band Loverboy, but they hold a lot of like copyrights and such on their name. So he can't trademark it. And he's like really bummed. So sign this petition to support Drake. There's no petition. He already tried to protect it for music recordings, clothing, televisions, movies, live events. His application was denied by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office for two reasons. One is the band Loverboy owns the trademark for a lot of stuff. And then there's, I guess, for entertainment purposes. Okay, so for entertainment purposes, he can't because of the band's trademark. And then he can't trademark it for clothing because of a lingerie store in Detroit called Lover's Lane. They already have the phrase Loverboy locked down for various sexy articles of clothing. So Loverboy and Lover's Lane aren't in conflict. The actual band Loverboy and the place that sells these things because... Loverboy let its trademark on clothing lapse in the 90s.
Oh.
We're not going to hold on to this anymore. Drake can still use the title, but it will not be protected unless he gets both Loverboy and Lover's Lane to let him trademark it. This is where money comes in.
Right.
So my guess is suddenly Loverboy is going to be like, dude, we could totally use a cash infusion from Drake. So yes, go ahead, use it. So cash changes hands and it's all good for Drake. Thank God. Because
well, we'll see. So is it done or are we waiting to find out?
We're waiting to find out. He just got notified that, no, you can't. Trademark that. Everybody's working all the way. My band with Pat and John does this song on the regular. It's a good one. You want a piece of my heart? You better
stop. You like singing this one? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, it's super fun to sing. It's a it's a terrible song. Everybody hates Loverboy. You know, we don't hate Loverboy. We love him.
But you decide to play it at parties.
Oh my God, it's so fun to play, and everyone goes crazy. Because who isn't working for the weekend? When you come right down to it, you really struck a chord with Americans. And the world, no doubt, right? Doesn't everyone love a little weekend?
Oh, they're huge. I'm sure they're waiting for their turn to get a movie biopic made about them. I mean, they saw what happened with Queen. Why not Loverboy, right?
Why not Loverboy? We're so cute. Have you seen that? I don't know the lead singer's name or anything. But
I bet you do.
I actually don't. I mean, I'm sure I could find out. You want me to Google it real fast?
No.
So that Loverboy guy, but I can picture his face because Reno. Mike Reno. All right. So he's got like a curly fro or did back in the day. He would always wear that headband, remember? And so you'd see him in the videos and stuff. And I've, there he is. Now there's the new Mike Reno.
Oh, he's a little husky.
Well, we grow up. We grow old. Things get harder. Gravity takes, you know, it's
right.
Chicken's good. Fried chicken. I like it too, Mike Reno. No offense.
Did you just say fried chicken's good? Is that what you said?
Well, he obviously loves fried chicken. Or chocolate or ice cream. I don't know what he likes.
Oh, wow. This is how he looked before.
Oh, yeah. There he is. Well, he kept the look. He just...
He just grew up.
Yep. Oh, right. Oh boy. He's still hitting the high notes, though. Look at that. Is him clearly squeezing out a high note right there. That is attractive. Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what
boy.
I know. Now that someone has said fried chicken on the show, I'm pretty sure John's about to get an order for dinner tonight.
Oh my God, wouldn't fried chicken be so good tonight?
I don't know. I don't.
John, you awake?
No.
I'll probably
say it louder, Sarah.
No, I'm not going to wake the whole house up.
What, do you have an intercom or something? What were you just pulling on?
My door. There's a door right here. It's like a folding door.
Oh.
You like that, huh?
Oh, here, it's right
here
there.
It closed?
In reach.
In reach. Sitting in the door.
John!
John!
Fried chicken, please, John!
It's amazing how you do that.
John!
Get a little speaker mouth. It's easy. The creative genius of Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
He strikes again, Vincent. Kanye has come up with an idea for an app just like TikTok, except it's safe for kids and more in line with Christian values. What should we call it?
Makes us honor, better, faster, stronger. That don't kill me. Can only make us stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right, man.
Oh, yeah. That still jams.
Yeah, that is good. Hey, I'm hearing a lot of crackle. Is it sounding okay on your end, Nicole?
Nicole
says it's fine. As long as it sounds fine to her.
Okay.
So let us know if it gets bad. So, listen, leave it to Kanye to come up with the best name for this new Jesus TikTok. It's called Jesus Talk. T-O-K.
Okay.
This would be a solid app. Kanye tweeted, "A vision just came to me. Jesus Talk. I was watching TikTok with my daughter, and as a Christian father, I was disturbed by a lot of the content, but I completely love the technology. We pray we can collaborate with TikTok to make a Jesus Talk, a Christian-monitored version that feels safe for young children in the world. In Jesus' name, amen." And that's all he said. So I don't know if he's going to get on it, but just another into the mind of resident genius.
Kanye, you know, I'm a creative genius, and there's no other way to word it. I know you're not supposed to say that about yourself.
But I just did, so there you go.
You know, what's actually... not bad is the new Instagram Reels that is, you know, copying TikTok. It's almost comparable. I like it, but I still find myself going down the rabbit hole of TikTok more. Like when I get submerged into that, it definitely takes me for a while. I can disappear for a minute on TikTok.
TikTok.
Yeah,
or TikTok. Reels.
Reels is not bad either. I spent some time on Reels recently.
I feel bad about myself after a while on TikTok, though. I just go, well, you know, I'm not a 20-year-old hottie dancing.
Well, it depends on the content you're watching, Sarah. There's so much.
Yeah, I know. But then there's only so many cooking shows before I start getting really hungry.
Don't forget, though, you know, you got to be a 20-year-old hottie. You had your turn. Sure, there were no fun phones, and, you know, you couldn't take videos of yourself and send your woman area out to, you know, the New England area.
I couldn't share my woman area everywhere. It had to be in person. God.
Well, and you went on tour. You were out there.
Sure. You know, I took the girls on tour. Hey.
Hey, I was reading something the other day. Did you know that the rest of New England hates Massachusetts?
Oh, yeah. Massholes. I've told you that. We all hate each other.
I didn't know that all of them.
Ugly people live in Maine. Vermont's all right. Connecticut and Rhode Island, they're just sort of hangers-on. You know, they're on the bottom there. There's some hatred toward Massachusetts. Yeah.
I didn't know that it was universal that the rest of New England hates Massachusetts. I was surprised.
Well, look,
to read
I
that.
Mean, they as an idea, they hate Massachusetts, and the drivers come up, and you know, I've felt that before. But when you meet people, like New England people, are all pretty direct with each other. It's fine. I feel
it
like
works
I can
out.
Get along. Yeah, it's not a problem. But yeah, they do have a preconceived notion about you. You have to prove them wrong. That's all. Go, oh, you're not like all the other assholes, huh?
Oh, okay.
That's right. I'm not. Deep down inside, I totally am. But for you, for this moment right now, no, I'm not like them.
Oh, look at you, two-faced. Yeah. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Have we met? I just saw this morning, and I didn't realize that they hadn't solved this. I guess I wasn't paying that close of attention to it. But 18 years ago, Jam Master Jay of Run DMC was murdered in cold blood at a studio in New York City. And they just made some arrests in this. 18 years later. 18 years. 18 years. You kill Run DMC. Find you in 18 years. So this guy, apparently, he had 10 kilos of cocaine on consignment. This guy, Jam Master Jay, he had 10 kilos of cocaine. And so he had some kind of deal with a couple other guys to, I don't know, add baby laxative to it and sell it on the street. I mean, I don't know what you're going to do with 10 kilos of cocaine.
Well, you're going to deal it. So he was a drug dealer is what you're saying.
That's what it sounds like. So there's a 10-count indictment. Two men, Ronald Washington and Carl Jordan Jr., they were charged with murder while engaged in drug trafficking. Both of them have been suspects for over a decade. One of them's already in jail. The authorities believe Jam Master Jay was killed over a drug deal gone bad. They're saying that he had the 10 kilos of cocaine on consignment. I don't know. Ready to be cut up for dealing. Washington and Jordan, the two people in question, were originally his partners in the deal. Something happened. Jay tried to cut him out. That's the beef, apparently. And the Washington guy is now serving a 17-year federal prison sentence for 6 robberies. And the other guy, Jordan, was taken into custody this past Sunday. If they're convicted, they're looking at 20 years to life in prison. The death penalty is still on the table. And Jordan was previously, the one who isn't currently in prison, was previously charged with the attempted murder of Jam Master Jay's nephew in 2003, a year after Jay was killed, but that case was dismissed because suddenly the nephew stopped cooperating with police.
Oh, man.
I know. So it looks like they may have solved this murder after 18 years. And that's where I'm going to leave you with today's music news. Vincent, what is coming up?
I got a bunch of stuff, including a Home Depot robbery, and you may want to start keeping your windows up after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.